This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, man, it's drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and as we do often today, we toast irony. Let's begin with the story of Cleveland Browns new quarterback, one Deshaun Watson. Now, he was recently suspended for 6 games, might be suspended for the entire NFL season. Why? Well, this follows 24 lawsuits accusing him of sexual misconduct during massage therapy sessions, specifically massage therapy sessions. Like, that's his thing, apparently. And despite accusations, Cleveland picked him up anyway, signed him to the team. But guess what else is coming to Cleveland, where Deshaun Watson is? From August 24th through the 27th, Ted, I know what you're thinking. There's no way it's the massage therapist convention coming to the city of Cleveland. But guess what, Ted? You'd be wrong. It is, in fact, the massage therapist convention coming to Cleveland, August 24th through 27th. Yay. It's just how they – look, they planned that long before he got signed. It's just how it worked out. He won't be there, by the way. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
The men's room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrillhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure as hell can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Anthony. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, fat holas.
Hola! All right, Anthony, you understand how this year's game is played?
Yes, I do.
Fantastic. You have your choice of one of three stories. We have The Wonderful World of Drugs. We have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, Interior Decorating, where you guessed the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
Let's go with Bite Me today.
We go to the fine state of Virginia, where a shopper at a store was taking a bag of popcorn with a hole in it to the front of the business when something poked its head out from inside of the bag. Kimberly Slaughter said she was at Shoppers Value in Kenbridge, Virginia, when she noticed the bag of popcorn had a hole in the upper right corner. Quote, as soon as I went to put the bag in my basket to take it up front, because, you know, they can't sell it, the thing popped out, and, you know, I was like, oh, well, hi. Well, photos that she posted to Facebook show the thing in question was indeed a living creature. She said the creature exited the bag, moved around her cart, and then went back into the hole into the bag of popcorn. The manager of Shoppers Value there, Brian Stanley, he said the creature was removed from the store by an employee. Quote, we have no idea where it came from. We're investigating, trying to find out where it came from, but we have no other indication that there could be others. The question is, what is the creature that popped out of a popcorn bag, moved around this woman's shopping cart, and then went back into the bag of popcorn? Was it a frog, a mouse, a snake, or a roach? Frog, mouse, snake, or roach. One of those four things popped out of her bag of popcorn before going back into the... And I can't blame it. Popcorn's delicious.
Well, it's probably the frog or the roach, because the snake or the mouse, that would really freak her out. What do you guys think?
Right, there's a hole in the bottom of the bag. This thing pops out.
Right.
Moves around in her cart and then goes back in.
Goes back into the hole, yeah.
I'm all, honestly, like, maybe she just froze, but I have a hard time seeing a frog or a mouse getting into the bag, whereas snakes are so, the way they can move, I could see the snake get out, wiggle around, and go back to the bag of popcorn.
Ted, you're going snake?
I think I'm going snake. It's been a snaky day.
Okay.
Anthony, a lot of snake talk.
Anthony, what are you thinking?
Snake talk.
I mean, it could probably be a mouse, though.
Could be.
Well, could be any of them. I'm just saying I have a hard time seeing the mouse jump back into the bag.
I'm going to go with a mouse.
Mouse.
Anthony, I'm joining you. You know why? Because a mouse has teeth, and the other three don't, therefore being able to enter said bag and make the hole.
All right.
We're going to find out what popped out. Was it a frog, a mouse, a snake, or a roach next?
That was a tease.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, by means category and profile, this Virginia woman went to get a bag of popcorn there at the store. An animal popped out of a hole in the bag. Then it ran around her bag for a little bit and went back into the hole. Was it a frog, a mouse, a snake, or a roach?
And Anthony, that is the very question that we posed to you. You and Miles Montgomery decided that you're going to take a mouse. Well,
yeah.
It's very reasonable.
Ow.
But in this case, it was not a mouse. Now, Ted, you went snake just based on the fact it's been a snaky day.
Well, and the fact the snake can get back into the bag.
I cannot believe that happened. I cannot believe you're right on that.
What were you and Anthony thinking? When's the last time you saw a mouse vertically jump?
When's the last time you saw a snake like run back to where it came from?
That is weird.
To
me, the thing that I thought would throw everyone off was the fact her response, as she explained it to the press, was, "Oh, well, hi there." And you're right. Most people, if a snake pops out of somewhere, oh, hi there.
Hi there.
Maybe a mouse, maybe a frog.
Yeah, like, I just imagined this mouse just like, dude, like testing his vertical to get back in the bag. That sounds like snakes are the only thing that seemed like they could get back in there.
So think about this, man. She grabs this bag of popcorn just to take it up front and say, man, you can't sell this. The snake pops out. It's in her grocery cart. She watches it slither around her grocery cart. Yeah. It goes back into the bag of popcorn. She's still like, cool. Hey, man, there's a snake in a bag of popcorn.
Where was it at again?
Somewhere in Virginia. Hang on. It was in Kenbridge, Virginia.
Oh, I just know, like, sorry, if I'm in Kenbridge, I got to go to a different grocery store. That one's full of snakes.
Full of snakes.
I don't understand.
Everywhere you go, snakes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.